You're listening to Beyond the Ribbon, a podcast of the Cancer Survivorship Center, powered by 24 Hours in the Canyon. This podcast is brought to you by Auto Inc. Auto Inc. is a distinguished family of dealerships redefining automotive excellence. Be sure to check out their website at autoinc.com. Hey everyone, welcome to this episode of Beyond the Ribbon. My name is Ryan Parnell, and as always, I'm joined by my co-host and oncology nurse, Pam McMillan.
Hey, Ryan, it's another year of podcasts. Can you believe we've been doing this for 5 years?
This is year number five. This is so cool, but yet we were just talking like, oh my gosh, has it really been that many years?
Yes, you know, we've learned a lot. I know when we initially started, you thought maybe this was a crazy idea, but I feel like you and I both have learned. Oh. I hope our listeners have learned. Yeah. You know, we have some great resources here at the center, and we have great resources out in the community. Out in the United States, there's so much resources for cancer survivors.
There are. And sometimes people just don't know where to look,
right,
or where to go, or do I trust this right. resource?
Right.
And so we've been able to dig up some great ones. Yes. And you and I met the other day and planned out some stuff for this year. And I'm telling you guys, listening, buckle in. We have some amazing guests coming up.
We do. I'm super excited. I know. And we did do some planning, and we found some great guests to come on. But, you know, it's always nice to highlight some of the things that we do here
yes.
that can directly affect our survivors and their caregivers. And I'm excited today to let the cat out of the bag and talk about our new gym.
Yeah. You know, if you've not been to the Survivorship Center since we have opened up our new doors, you are in for a treat. You need to get here. You need to come by, stop in, come to a class, and then take a tour and let us show you all the things. It's totally different, totally new. Very technologically advanced, right?
Yes.
And I tell you, you guys, when you come, you're going to see some stuff that I hope will energize you and get you excited.
Yes.
And that leads us to today, right?
That does. You know, we've had Olivia on before. You know, she yes. has been here for quite some time. I don't even know what year this is for Olivia.
Well, we'll ask her here in a second. And yes. it's quite a few years that Olivia has been teaching yoga for us.
Right.
Our yoga class loves Olivia.
Yes.
And so let's just say this, that she's not going anywhere.
No, she's not.
She's actually going to be here more. We have put Olivia now in charge of our gym. And you may be thinking, in charge of your gym, if you've not been here, again, you don't know what we're about to explain to you. But we're going to walk you through, right, Olivia?
Yes, absolutely.
So thank you for joining us, both on the podcast and here at the Survivorship Center for joining us.
Absolutely. I'm super excited about this.
We are very thrilled to have you. You bring a wealth of knowledge. Pam, I have to tell a funny story real fast. As we were getting ready for new business cards, because we have a new address, right, here at our new location, I asked Olivia, I said, hey, could you send me your credentials? I want to see what we put on here, you know, for your business card. And literally, Pam, I had to scroll on the text message through Olivia's credentials. And I'm being really serious here, folks. She has a wealth of exercise knowledge, a wealth of yoga knowledge. And I'll let her talk about that in just a second, because it's a major milestone in yoga. In terms of what she's done. But it's so great to have, as we always say, an expert working in our gym and teaching, helping coordinate all of our classes. So again, thank you, Olivia. Let's jump in and tell our listeners a little bit about your background and kind of what I was alluding to, some of your certifications.
All right. So I have been in the fitness industry for a little while now. And background, yoga is my big thing. So I have a 500-hour training in yoga. So
500 hours, Pam.
Yes. So if you kind of think about that, it's a few hours. A few hours in there. So I've had some extensive training in that, but I really like to continue to grow my wealth of knowledge, whether it's in yoga. I'm also a personal trainer. So I want to make sure that I am bringing my clients the best information that I can, make sure I'm keeping educated on everything, and trying to specialize and meet the needs of everybody that I get to interact with.
Yeah. And so Olivia is going to be the person you'll meet when you walk into our gym doors.
A friendly face.
A very friendly face. Someone you more than likely have met at least once, yes. Especially if you've been to any of her yoga classes. But let's just talk about this gym that we've assembled in there. Let's kind of enlighten our listeners about that if you can.
We have a fabulous setup. So much so that I've had several people say, I'm dropping my outside gym membership and I'm coming here.
Yeah. So awesome.
It is.
We have weight machines, circuit training that will hit every part of your body, get it stronger as you go through. We have cardio equipment. We have treadmills. We have stationary bikes. We have recumbent bikes. We have ellipticals. We have a stair climber and a rowing machine. So we've got everything that you need to help you get moving, to help you stay moving, to stay active. And part of what I'm doing with the gym is the first time you come in, I'm going to introduce you to all of the equipment that's there. Because you can step foot inside of a gym and feel very intimidated very quickly.
Yeah.
And I feel that often.
it's big machines.
It is.
I could see how someone would be like, ooh, I'm going to get hurt on this. I don't know what this even does.
Yes. And so I want to take some of that intimidation out of that for you. I want to make sure that when you come in, you know exactly what machine is working what part of your body. For some people, you know, if you have an injury in a certain area of your body, we may not want to use that machine there, but I can show you an alternative on what you can do to continue to strengthen your body in that area. And then we can start to work the weight machines back into it. So we have upper body machines that all of our machines, we kind of have multiple uses for. So it's not, you know, one machine and one and done. You can work your body at least two or three different ways on most of the machines that we have. We're going to get your upper body worked. We're going to get your back, your abdominals. We're going to get your legs, several different ways that you go through. And you're going to understand how to reset the weights. You're going to understand what body position you need to be in. And the first time we go through, it's almost like a personal training session.
Yeah.
So I will make sure that we meet your needs and you feel completely comfortable with every machine that we have in there and everything that you're going to be taking your body through. And then I'll personalize it for you, the weight setup for you, the number of repetitions that you're doing, how often you should be coming in. And then I'll kind of let you kind of roam a little bit after you've had that initial introduction. You can kind of play with things a little bit and kind of figure out, you know, the kind of circuit that you want to work. And then we can hone and we can tweak the workout as much as we need to when we need to.
But wait a minute. Some of our listeners are probably going, man, I just went through treatment or currently going through treatment. I just don't feel like working out. Is there something that they can still do?
Absolutely. So again, I'll introduce you to everything that we have. And maybe there's a couple of machines that you can do. Maybe not. Okay. Maybe it's you can get on a treadmill and maybe we're just walking for a couple minutes. Maybe it's 5 minutes. It's just getting out and starting to see what you can do. On the back of the workout that I'll design for you, there's also a little training log. You can record down what you've done on that day. You know, how much exercise did you get that day? So you can kind of see that progress. So as you go through treatment, there may be times that, you know, I don't feel like doing anything. Sometimes it's just getting out the door and making it in our front doors. That will help. We can work through what we need to, and then you can kind of log and build and see how much more strength you're gaining as you go through.
You know, here's the key word: individualized.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yes.
I mean, this is what we preach all the time, right? Everything can be structured to meet your need. If it's in yoga and you need to sit down, you can sit down. You can do it from the floor.
Absolutely.
All of our instructors are very good at that. But here's what's neat about this is we meet your need where you are. And that's what I'm hearing.
Yes.
And that's what we want to do, right?
Yes.
We're not here to push you and say, oh, you only did 5 minutes. Oh my gosh. You know, none of that.
No. And everything that I'm doing with you in the gym is functional training. So these are the things that we need. These are the muscles we need stronger so that we can get dressed every day, so that we can stand for longer periods of time, so that we can get in and out of our vehicles a little more efficiently, especially as we start to age. Those things start to take a toll on us. And then all of a sudden it's like, well, wait a minute. I didn't used to feel that way. So Even with the weight machines that we do, typically you'll hear people say, you know, today's an arm day or today's a leg day, and then I have to take a break for it. Everything that we're doing, you can work every part of your body the four times a week that we are open. And it's not going to overstress. It's not going to strain your body too much. You're going to be able to feel like you've gotten a good workout, but you're also going to feel like you can function the next day as well.
Cool.
So what does it take to come to the gym?
Well, first we have to decide we're going to do it. Okay? So once you do that, you walk in the doors with me. I will take you through and introduce you to every part of the equipment that we have. And we're gonna work one-on-one to make sure you feel comfortable with it. You understand what part of your body you're working. You understand how much weight you do or you don't need. Okay? Adding weight into your workout, we can go through and we can still strengthen our body with body weight and the smaller resistance that the machines will already give us without having to feel like I have to add a ton of weight to that.
Yeah.
And all they have to do is sign a couple releases to get started.
Absolutely.
And how much does it cost?
It is completely free.
Isn't that great?
We love to say that.
It is fabulous.
We love to say it. We love to say it. And it's truly, there is no catch. There is no catch.
Nope.
And I think that's important what you said, Olivia, like the hardest part maybe is deciding today's the day or tomorrow's the day. I'm coming in tomorrow. I'm going to be there. But here's what's neat is we're not just turning you loose. You know, you are going to feel supported. You're going to feel guided. If you have questions, Olivia is there to answer questions. Yes. You know, it really is as comfortable as you can get inside a fitness facility, right, Pam?
It doesn't become overwhelming when you walk in.
Yeah.
Olivia's there. She can teach you.
Mm-hmm. And you're walking amongst your peers.
Right.
I mean, these folks in the gym, it's for cancer survivors and a caregiver, spouse, loved one.
Yes.
I mean, it's not. This is going to sound really bad, but you're not going to hear major grunts and groans of, you know, oh, I just hit a PR on bench of 500 pounds. That's not what we're having in here.
That is not what we are having. All of this is, you know, there's no competition here. None. Yeah. And it's just for you, you know, you can log what you've done. You feel comfortable with what you've done, but you don't have to feel like you have to perform here at all. That's not what we want. We want to make sure that you are getting exactly what your body needs to get you stronger physically and mentally, getting out of the house and being able to know that I moved a little bit, even if it was a 5-minute walk on a treadmill that I didn't want to do, that I didn't think I could do.
It's better than nothing, right?
It's better than nothing. And, and taking the intimidation out of it. You know, I don't want anybody to feel that gym intimidation that we can feel in other places. And I've had people come in that, you know, I've introduced them to an elliptical and they thought, oh, I don't know about that machine. And now every time they come in, that's the machine that they gravitate toward because now they know how to use it and they feel comfortable with it. And that's what we want. We want you to feel comfortable with it so that you are moving and getting some exercise.
You know, Olivia's talking about the gym and getting moving, and that brings me to the Oncology Nursing Society. One of their mottos is you got to get up and get moving.
Yeah.
Especially after the diagnosis, you know, sometimes we want to feel sorry for ourselves and don't want to get out of bed, but moving 5 minutes a day is better than nothing.
Yes. So.
And the beautiful thing about that is you're going to have a little bit of accountability, some self-accountability.
Absolutely.
You look at that sheet and you see, yesterday I did this level, or I did 5 minutes, maybe that was the max, you know. And as you said, no intimidation, no judgment. But then that also gives you the ability when you feel better, you can do more.
Absolutely.
And I think one of the things too that I love about our room in there, Olivia, is the view.
Yes, that's what I was just thinking about. If nothing else,
you
got to come see the view.
You know, I ride bikes. I ride a mountain bike. I ride a gravel bike. And I also have my Peloton bike at home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, naturally, I feel like I need to watch TV to keep motivated because sometimes it can be kind of mundane, boring. Miles to nowhere. You know, you're just kind of stationary in one spot. But the view we have here is amazing. Tell our listeners about the view.
So all of our equipment, too, when we get on, faces floor to ceiling, doors, windows. It's beautiful. You don't have to be in front of that screen. You can just look outside. Had somebody on the stationary bike yesterday that said, I was just watching the birds as they were going through. So then, you know, again, that's mentally mentally stimulating and clarifying for you as well, because you know you're physically working your body, but then just the scenery, it is beautiful.
Yeah, it overlooks Meta Park. And if you know anything about Meta Park, there's a lot of geese and a lot of ducks. Sometimes they leave us presents in our parking lot, but they fly over regularly.
Yes.
You might also catch a glimpse of LifeStar, a helicopter flying over periodically.
Yes.
You know, we're right here in the medical area. So there's lots to see and lots to do. However, if you do want to watch something, if you do want to pay attention to a screen, all of our equipment has large screens on them.
Yes. You can log into your Netflix account if you do need that movie that you need to watch or that show that you need to watch to keep you moving. I've had people log into Facebook.
Yep.
We have an app for Facebook that you can get in there. Just make sure you log out of all of your accounts when you leave. But yes, then you can be stimulated that way. You could even connect to your Spotify account, listen to music there if you don't have your phone or something with you.
And the other thing I think that's rather unique is I saw someone the other day playing solitaire while they were walking on the treadmill.
I don't know if I can chew gum and walk at the same time. Yes. I can't imagine playing solitaire.
Yes, and well, then you get your coordination in there too.
Get your coordination, get your balance, get your mental balance.
Absolutely.
You know, all of that to say is it doesn't have to be uncomfortable and boring.
No. Nope.
Right?
No. We want it to be comfortable. And again, you know, more and more people are coming and I love seeing that, you know, interaction with people. You know, I haven't seen you in a while and it's good to see you here. And then that accountability of, you know, well, I want to go and I want to see my friends and I want to have that interaction again too, to help with, you know, feeling like you're just completely by yourself. You have a community here and you can come and work with all of us here too.
For those listeners thinking, oh, wait, but she used to teach yoga. Do you still teach yoga?
I still teach yoga. Okay. Yes.
And again,
yes.
Sigh of relief.
There was a collective sigh, wasn't there, fam?
Still on the schedule for yoga. Absolutely.
Yeah. So a couple of other questions here. Because I can feel some of these questions maybe and sense some questions that our listeners might have. So when can I come work out?
So our gym is open Monday through Thursday, 8:30 to 5. And then if you check the calendar, we also have some extended evenings that we've added on there as well, usually Tuesdays and Thursday evenings. And then we'll go from 5 to 7 for some of those times as well. So Monday through Thursday, you can come in. You can come in all of those days. You can come in one or two of those days. Again, we're doing functional work. So if you want to work the weight machines there and you want to work them all 4 days a week, you can do that. And I'm recommending everybody get at least 45 minutes.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to do that all in one sitting, but try to get 45 minutes of activity each day.
Okay. The other question. Yes. I know this is coming. I'm a cancer survivor. Can my spouse come with me?
Caregivers can come with you. We do ask that you come together and then you have that partnership and it's just kind of neat to see the strength building and the working
time.
Out together. Exactly. Yes. And you know, you're doing something good for yourselves.
Yes.
So it's perfect.
Awesome. Awesome. I just know those are some of the questions our listeners may have. We want to make sure that they understand, you know, we have this for them. And if it helps to have a friend, a neighbor, a loved one come with them, absolutely.
The other question I have is, okay, so is there only one treadmill?
No, we have four treadmills, and then we have two of everything else. So you have two ellipticals, two stand-up bikes, two stationary bikes. We will get you moving. We only have one stair climber, but I don't see a lot of people fighting for that one too much.
It's pretty steep, Pam.
I was looking at it the other day. I'm thinking, how do you even get on it?
Yes.
I've done stair climbers before, but this one is pretty steep. And I'm not trying to scare someone off.
No.
It's very functional for what it's intended for. Yes. But I joked earlier today, I'm like, we really need to think about putting a harness in for some folks, because I know that they're going to be tempted to try everything.
Yes.
And the stair climber could be a little intimidating. I'm not going to lie. I felt the same way when I looked at it first.
But I bet it does some good for the body.
It does great, great work for the body. And I will say, and everything that we're doing, again, I gave you about that 45 minute that we're shooting for. You could go over that. But with our rowing machine, we also have, and the stair climber, you know, if you're really working those, and I will show you how, you don't need more than 5 minutes on that machine till you're really feeling something.
Yeah, I've heard someone once before say, and it was, in a different setting, I think that one of the best overall, like complete total body workouts is this rowing machine.
Yes. And I tell people all the time, all of the machines we have in our circuit, you get, and I'll show you how to work every one of those muscles when you're on that rowing machine. Yes.
Yeah. There's a reason why a lot of like, this is a tangent of course, but, I know I just heard yesterday, Amarillo Police Department is hiring for recruits, and one of their only physical fitness test is a row. It's a so many meter row that they have to do. And that tells you right there that just that one machine is very, very powerful.
Absolutely.
And very good at what it's supposed to be doing.
Absolutely. You will work everything in your body, and I'll teach you how to do it properly.
Fantastic.
That's so awesome.
What about, I'm thinking of barriers. What about like, gosh, do I have to bring my own towel? Like, that's gross. Do I have to take my own towel home and do all that kind of stuff?
We have towels here for you. We have a reverse osmosis water system.
Ooh, we have good water.
We have good water. So you bring your water container. You'll make sure you're hydrating as you work out. Then I'll make sure you get you filled up so that you can hydrate on the way home.
On the way home.
We even have showers.
Ooh.
If you feel like that's where your workout is taking you, we have showers and we have nice plush cushy towels for that too.
Good plush. That's yes. Even better.
Yes. They're pretty nice.
Absolutely. You know, we really, in all truthfulness, and we're not patting ourselves on the back, but we tried to think of everything.
Yes.
We really did to make it convenient and easy for you guys. Now I have one other question, and I think you will know the answer to this is if I don't drive, or I don't have a ride, how can I get up here?
Chemo cars.
Cars, Pam.
It seems like we've thought of everything.
Yeah. So you may be saying, I don't even know what chemo cars is. So here's how chemo cars works. And when you come up and you can call, you can ask about chemo cars. You can actually get it, do it from our app. You can do it from our website as well. It's a simple phone call, and it's really on-demand transportation. It's provided by Uber and Lyft. And we pay the bill. And so let's say you don't have a ride, you don't drive, you don't feel comfortable driving, take chemo cars and get up here. That works for all of our classes. That works for, you know, your yoga class. That works for coming to a counseling visit. That works to come visit with Pam. That works for the gym. And so they will pick you up at your house. They will bring you here. And then when you're done, you call and they will come pick you up and they will take you back home.
Yes.
And it's free. So we really have thought of just about everything.
Yes, we have. You know, Olivia, is there anything exciting that you are looking forward to this next year, gym-wise?
Just seeing the people that have started to show up already has just been very exciting. We're also going to do, you know, January. Sometimes we think, oh, I'm going to hit the gym in January and I'm going to do, you know, I'm going to go hard for January.
My New Year's resolution.
And then New Year's resolution. And then mid-January, you know, things start to slough off a little bit. So we're going to offer some incentives as well to keep you working out through the year. You know, we'll have some... we'll try to motivate you as much as we can. Yes.
I love it. A little teaser.
Yes. Yeah. We're going to keep you motivated. But also, even with the machines, if you feel like, well, I've been doing this for a while and you know, it's just the same thing as we go through. I will go through and work with you and change up, and we can hone your workout as much as we need to. We're going to change things up for you. You can do the exact same machine and you can work your body completely differently. So always things to look forward to as we go through.
Did we miss anything about the gym?
I think we have hyped this thing up appropriately.
Yes.
Would you agree, Olivia?
Yes. And I think we've kind of eliminated all of the obstacles for people, right?
No barriers, no obstacles, you know.
Transportation.
We have hopefully answered all of your questions, yes. You guys that are listening. So what is our next step, Olivia?
You come see me.
Come see you.
Come see me. We'll get you set up on a workout routine. Again, I'll walk you through everything. So yeah. You do not have to feel like, well, I don't know. I don't know. Everybody already knows what they're doing. Not here. We're going to make sure you know everything about all of the machines, the equipment that you're going through. And again, we're going to just kind of personalize. I'm going to personalize your workout to you so that you make sure that we make sure that we are meeting your needs. Yeah. Individually.
So let's do one thing real quick is let's give everyone your phone number. So you have a direct line in there. If they have questions, it's 806-331-6936. That is,
straight to the gym,
straight to the source. She may not answer cause she's probably going to be working with somebody,
but
leave your message. She will get back with you. Even if it's a time of, hey, I just want to make sure you're going to be there. I want to make sure, you know, call Olivia, get with her, get up here. 1732 Hagee Boulevard. That's our new address. We better give that out too. 1732 Hagee. It's over in the Meta Park area. It's next door to the Junior League House of Amarillo. It's just to the south of the Ronald McDonald House, the Botanical Gardens, right on the corner. It's you can't miss us. We want you to come here. We want you to feel comfortable and be healthy. Bottom line.
Absolutely. Olivia, you talked about personal training. Are you still available for personal training? And yes. Do we have other personal trainers available to work out if you are busy?
Absolutely. I will do personal training as well. We can, we'll make sure we get everything that you need in there. Susan is also doing the personal training and she's going through, we have a training room. She's going to walk you through everything. And she can also walk you through some of a workout on the machines as well.
Yep.
There's lots of options.
Lots of choices. It just takes that first step.
Yes. And no excuses.
And remember, as Pam always says, it only costs you some time.
Yes, just a little bit of your time and you are going to start feeling better. So that brings us to our last segment. We are sponsored by our Auto Inc. family. Do you have an Auto Inc. inspiring moment that you could share with our listeners?
I just love seeing the excitement that everybody has had for the facility, just the awe. So many people have expressed just walking through the doors and the motivation and taking out that intimidation for them. So everybody feels like, this is something I can do and to know that it's attainable for everybody.
Yeah, it is a very neat facility. We're very blessed. We're very fortunate. Our board of directors made the decision to commit the resources to this building and commit to providing really state-of-the-art facility for our survivors.
I think one of your tours yesterday said it right. It's kind of bougie.
Yeah, he did say that. He did say, he said, wow, this is very bougie.
Yes. So, we have all the things for you to come and enjoy. Going through cancer is hard, but we are here to help you feel better.
Yeah.
Treatment to wellness.
Exactly. Bring a friend. Yes. Connect with a buddy. Maybe it's somebody that you're in chemo with, maybe it's somebody you've met in one of our classes, grab one of them, let's go, maybe have a cup of coffee and then come work out. Yes. Do all the things. We have coffee here too, Pam.
Yes, we do.
You can come have a coffee, cup of coffee here. I mean, we are serious, really. In all seriousness, we are concerned about your health. We want you to be healthy and we're here to help guide you, not just turn you loose.
Absolutely.
I love this place, Pam.
It's been a blessing, it's been a blessing to the community and I hope more people will come. Tell your friends, tell your family, get involved. Yeah. It's important.
It is. We've got the stuff for you. We can help you. We just need you here.
Absolutely.
Olivia, thank you for joining us.
Yes, my pleasure.
Welcome to the team.
Thank you. We're so happy to be a part.
I know, just a quick note, Pam, when I started talking with Olivia and I explained to her all the equipment we had, even Olivia's eyes lit up like, oh my heavens, this is what we're getting. And I was like, yes, this is what we're getting. And so for someone like Olivia, who's been there, done that, seen it, been in numerous gyms to be excited about what we have, I think that speaks volumes of what we've got for you guys.
Yes,
absolutely. Well, thank you guys for listening. Again, we can't stress enough to find a place to plug in. Look at our calendar. You can see it on the app. You can see it on our website, the number 24survivorship.org. We have paper copies here at the Survivorship Center. Come by, pick it up. Give us a call. Let us know how we can help you. And then make sure you join us next time for another great episode of Beyond the Ribbon. Thanks again for listening to Beyond the Ribbon. We'd like to extend a special thanks to the Auto Inc. family of dealerships as they have supported the 24 Hours in the Canyon Cancer Survivorship Center since 2016. For more information on the Cancer Survivorship Center, please visit our website at 24survivorship.org.